well, on a monthly basis, if more, because it's needed to be talked about more when it comes to your little ones. Again, just segueing from the medical field. We call this by leaps and bounds, creating access and support around high quality child care in Michigan, our theme for today. And we know that high quality licensed programs do help kids learn, grow, and create a strong foundation for kids. So let's see how we're doing in our own backyard with those involved. Appreciate you, Therese Smith, Director, Great Start to Quality at Kent ISD. Good morning to you, Therese.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you. For you, Joanne Sweetike with 5-star rated childcare Milestones Child Development Center. Good morning to you. No, you are Joanne Sweetike with 5-star rated childcare program Joanne's Tot Shop. That's better.
Tot Stop.
And Nicole Pratt, we'll call you Nikki, Executive Director of Operations Development with Milestones Child Development Center.
Good morning,
yes,
Shelley.
We'll have you repeat that to make that for sure known. So, as we do, Therese, let's start with you, representing Kent ISD.
Well, good morning, everyone. So, Great Start to Quality is Michigan's quality rating and improvement system. It's also a website that parents can access anywhere in Michigan. We list every licensed home provider and every licensed child care center in the state. You can search, parents can search on all sorts of ways, zip code, 2 miles from my work, 2 miles from my house. Okay. It gives parents a fair way to compare child care because childcare can now partner with us on quality and get a star rating to let parents know just how much of a quality program they're running. So I have a home provider, Joanne, with me today, and Nikki from the center perspective, so we can understand how parents can find childcare in our town and all around the state. And also, Great Start to Quality then works with the programs on what they want to improve. And we bring resources, coaches, mentors, a whole host of quality resources in our lending library. So if the program wants to increase their quality, we're here to help them. So it's both parents and providers that Great Start to Quality helps.
All right, Joanne Sweetike, let's have you just define your 5-star group home child care, Joanne's Tot Stop in Grand Rapids.
Yes, I've been doing child care for 32 years, and Great Start to Quality offers trainings to help me better the quality so that it helps the parents in our community know that their child is going to a quality home.
Yes, Nikki Pratt, representing the Milestones Child Development Center.
Yes, Milestones has 4 locations in Belmont, Cascade, Caledonia, and Portage. We serve children, infant through school age, have been in business for almost 15 years now, and very blessed to have this rating system to help us improve quality for the children and the families that we serve.
Nice. Back to you, Therese, if I may. Why is the work you're doing important to our communities?
Science has moved ahead in this area, and they're now telling us that your brain is 80% built by the time you're 3, which is the foundation for all future learning. So a quality child care, those early learning experiences are so important. You want to, when parents go visit a child care program, whether it's in home or in center, they want to see loving, trusting relationships between the caregiver and the children. They want to see children being allowed to explore their environment. You want to see the children learning through playful interactions with these trusting and loving caregivers. And you know what the most important thing is? Peace of mind for the parents. When a parent leaves their child with a high-quality child care program, they can go to work. They don't have to worry about what's happening. They know if anything does happen, which, you know, there'll be processes in that high-quality child care to help with any situation. So, but really, it's about the children learning through playful interactions with trusted caregivers, and parents have the peace of mind.
Right. So here we are, time to share some stories. I'll start with you, Joanne. Give me a positive impact your work is having within the community.
Well, with all the trainings that I'm able to receive through Great Start to Quality, it helps me work with the children in a quality way, and the parents feel secure knowing that their child is learning on a daily basis.
Nice. Nikki?
We've been very blessed to have opportunities for our staff to receive ongoing professional development. Milestones is extremely proud of themselves. We have an outdoor classroom, and we have all-natural playgrounds on our center. We have a firm belief in outdoor play for children, especially living in Michigan. But when it's raining, they're outside with their mud boots on and really exploring the outdoor environment. So that's something that a lot of children don't get as much anymore. We're also very blessed to be able to provide transportation for school-age children to local schools, and that's a big barrier for families for their children to be able to get to and from school because the workforce is so strong right now, and so families need childcare.
Question for all three of you, and I will start with you, Nikki. Let's zone into the gaps. What still needs to be done, and how do others help support the work?
We do still have a lot of gaps. We need more child care centers. We need more providers. We need more spaces for children. It's critical right now for infants and toddlers. There are not enough quality places for our youngest children. And as Tricia said, the brain is developed by three. And so if children are not, somewhere where that brain is being stimulated and grown, then that's critical for children.
Expand on that, Therese.
Well, I think that's very true. So when someone has just found out that they're pregnant, they should start looking for childcare. And you can just go right to greatstarttoquality.org and start searching because you really need to get on that waiting list for your infant and toddler. We just don't have enough spaces for the infant and toddlers in Kent County. Often a parent will then decide to stay home from work. And then we are encouraging that parent to perhaps open their own business.
Let's talk right? to me about that. Yes.
So there are several.
It's not easy to do, I'm trusting.
There's a few things you have to do because you are taking care of someone else's child. So there's a lot of licensing rules, home inspections, center inspections, but it's all doable.
Okay.
It's all doable. Yes. And if there's help. There's several. Great Start to Quality is one organization that's working on quality, but our Campfire West Michigan Four Seas is working on quality. All the centers are working on quality. So and if you come into partnership with Great Start to Quality and get a star rating, all of your professional development is free. We have classes one Saturday every month and several learning communities all across the county where providers come together to network. It reduces the isolation of being a child care provider because you really can't leave. You have kids. Mm-hmm. You have licensing ratios to stay in. So it gives a great learning opportunity to learn from each other, learn from an expert. And those are all the professional development is free for our star-rated providers in Kent County.
But I would think one of your biggest challenges is getting the word out that you're right. How do I start the child care process?
That's why we're so thankful to be here with you, Shelly. Great Start to Quality might be one of the biggest secrets we've been around for since 2012. But I have to tell you, I have grown children myself. And when we're sitting around talking and someone's going to have a baby and they go, I don't know where to find care, my girls, they just go, oh, my mom works for Great Start to Quality. Go to that website. It's .org.
It's very user-friendly.
Yeah, super user-friendly. A lot of checklists for parents on that site. So when you do go to visit a child care program, you know the questions you want to ask and the things you want to look for.
Yeah. A silly question that I'm going to move on to you as well, certainly, Joanne. I mean, are pediatricians, those who work in the healthcare field, those who are delivering the babies, know that this needs to be in the paper that goes home.
Right, right. So we have a Great Start to Quality parent information, and we flyer all of the OBGYN offices because a pediatrician office is we do those too, but you really have to get at the OBGYN level. We're in Welcome Home Baby, which is a kit you get at the hospital. So yes, we're trying. But programs like this really help parents understand that there's help out there for them, as well as to help providers understand there's help for them.
Nice. Joanne's Tot Stop. Again, you, Joanne, what still needs to be done, and what can we do to help you?
Well, to help me, it just, for me, I'm having a ball mentoring other child care providers. I'm spending a lot of time going to their homes and helping them model and play with the kids and teaching them some things that they might not know. I might be able to come away with something that I learned from them also. But just getting the word out there about Great Start to Quality and letting the parents know that it exists and it's there for the providers. They help the providers immensely. I've learned so much through Great Start.
What's your T-shirt say?
My T-shirt says, I'm an early childhood professional.
Okay. All right, you got the memo. Wear your brand. What is a resource or more information on you, Joanne?
Just Joanne's Tot Stop. I'm sorry, Joanne's Tot Stop.
And, of course, she's listed on greatstarttoquality.org.
Yes.
And, Nikki, your good information?
We are at milestonescdc.com.
It's our future, isn't it, these little toddlings?
It is, because both parents want to work. And there's a saying that Michigan works when child care works. Because mommies and daddies can't go to work without quality child care.
Wear that T-shirt out and about. Thank you, ladies. On behalf of our By Leaps and Bounds, you're doing good work in your niches, creating access and support around high-quality child care in Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shelley.